Just east of here in Roma and Warwick, we're talking about record cattle prices yet again. We'll talk more about that in the next few minutes, and also plus a look at why live cattle exporters are facing an uncertain 3 months or so. But I want to start with Matt Peters, who's a local livestock agent. Matt, those prices, $3.18 a kilo in at Roma, $3.28 per kilogram in at Warwick yesterday. These are for lightweight cattle, but is it enough to put a smile on your face?
Yeah, I think so, definitely, Craig. Yeah, some really optimistic times for the cattle industry at the moment in Western Queensland with these prices, and we can sort of only see them going one way in the next few weeks.
How many cattle would come out of this region to go into that sale yard system?
On average, we'd probably, from the Charleville district, you know, between 200 to 500 head every week that would go into the Roma market on average, yeah.
Where are prices going to go, Matt? Peer into that crystal ball of yours for me.
Craig, that's a bit of a hard one, and don't like to say too much about that, but just at the moment, I can only see them going one way, Craig, and that's up.
So records every week?
I think so, for the next few weeks anyway. No one has got that crystal ball, but if we can look into it just for the next 2 months, things are looking very positive.
And Matt, that little bit of rain, is it going to do much?
Definitely, Craig, yeah. The rain that we've had in the district for the last 3 weeks, there's been some really good falls, up to 80, 100 mil south of here, and with just these 10 and 12 and 2 mil falls continuing here every week, it's really good for the feed situation.
But it is patchy.
This is right. There are places that have missed out altogether and are still doing it fairly tough. But for those that have had a bit of rain in the last few weeks, this will bring things on for them.
And Matt, in terms of those overall numbers of cattle on the ground, because obviously the prices go up when the supply tightens, are there many more still to come out of the woodwork?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting question, Craig. The numbers for the last few weeks seem to have been there. Like, we thought the numbers would decline sort of rapidly from Easter on, but we've been proven wrong with that. And I think just with the change of the financial year, I think we will see some numbers start to come out in the next 6 weeks or so.
Let's meet a couple of graziers from around this region. With me, a Kenton Piat, who has a place, what, just north of here, Kenton, isn't it?
Yeah, we're about 50 k's northeast of Charleville, yeah.
And Trader Schmidt is with me as well. Trader, where's your place from here?
About 160k south of Charleville.
Okay, so we're covering south and north. Tell us the situation at your place, Trader.
2 weeks ago we got 70 mil of rain, so which has been fantastic for
70 mils?
70 mil, yeah, 70 mil. So, yeah, the feed's starting to come away, and, it's been great.
So you're starting to see a little bit of feed come through. What's eating it, the cattle or the kangaroos?
Well, kangaroos are eating most of it, but, yeah, the cattle are starting to spread out on it, but it's just a huge relief to have that rain.
And what are your stock numbers like?
Oh, they're down. Like, I've got, reduced my stock numbers a lot in 13 and 14, so just sort of down to my core breeders and what I could keep.
Kenton, we heard about 70 mils at Trader's place. What's the situation like at yours?
Oh, we only had 30 mil out of the last lot, and then we've had about 6 out of this lot. So we haven't had a massive amount of rain for these last couple of changes, but, we've been fairly lucky over summer, really. We've had a few small falls that have gotten us, we've got a little bit of bulk feed behind us. So, yeah, we've been a lot luckier coming into it.
And I guess a lot of people listening, either around this region, further north, up into the northwest, would be saying 70 mils, 30 mils. Whew, when's it going to be my turn?
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of sad stories around. And, yeah, well, look, we consider ourselves really lucky. We've been a little bit insulated to this dry over the summer. And, I suppose. But everybody gets a turn. Ours might be next. You never know.
Well, yeah, that's true indeed. Trader, I mentioned those prices to Matt. When you hear that big money going, and it is for lightweight cattle through Roma and Warwick, does it start to put a smile on your face as far as that's concerned?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Just, yeah, great to see the cattle market picking up and, just got a lot of optimism, carrying on for the future for the cattle market.
Because you made the decision, what was it, about 12 years ago to go organic. Has that proved to be a good management decision?
Well, the last 2 years has been good for me because the organic market has stayed up. And when I was forced to sell a lot of cattle, I was still able to get good money from my breeders that I had to sell. So, it's been a good management decision in that regard, yeah.
Is it as volatile, that organic market, the organic price?
No, the organic market has stayed level over the last 10 years. It's been above conventional and Yeah, it hasn't gone up or down. It's just stayed steady, which has been great.
Kenton, you also went organic. You haven't been in that side of the industry as long as what Trader has, but is it paying the dividends for you?
Look, we certainly think it is. It's not everybody's cup of tea, and we recognise that, but no, we've really enjoyed it. It's a good, stable market, and we really didn't have to change our management systems much at all. We were pretty much organic prior to doing the paperwork, so all we really had to do was, fill out the paperwork and keep going. But no, we've really enjoyed the stability in the market. Over the last couple of years, we've seen the conventional market follow a bit of a roller coaster up and down, but the organic market certainly has stayed on a pretty level plane, and it's continued to climb.
Now, speaking of that, you mentioned certification. Should more people be going down the path of organics? Is it that hard to do in this part of Queensland?
Look, it's not that hard to do, and I think, a lot of operations I know, they're pretty much organic already. All they've really got to do is do the certification. In saying that, it's not going to be for everyone. You do have to dot the I's and cross the T's a bit and make sure you're fully compliant. But, yeah, if you've got the capacity to do it, I'd encourage anyone to get into it.
Yeah, Trader, for yourself, and did you have to change management practices much at all on your place?
Not really. No, we didn't change much at all. We didn't have to dip or drench or anything like that. So, but as Canton said, if you don't like paperwork, organic won't be organic won't suit you.
Yeah, there is that side of it. You do have to fill in the paperwork. You do have to stay certified. All those things.
Yeah, you just got to keep good records. So if you're already a good record keeper and you know where your stock are and you keep track of what comes in and what goes out, and if you it'll be no problem. Yeah.
We're about to turn and have a bit of a look at what's going on in the live export industry, but before you go, Trader, I know you supply Obi Organic. Where does your beef end up? Is it predominantly overseas?
Yeah, the majority of Obi's meat is exported.
Do you think it'll get to the stage where we're seeing a lot more organic meat in Australian supermarkets and butcher shops?
Yeah, I think it'll come slowly. But, yeah, there's a much more greater demand for organic overseas than what there is in Australia at the moment.
And that means if there is more of it, we might have to get prepared to pay more. Is that the story, Kenton, us as consumers?
Well, look, I couldn't say that, but certainly that may be the case. As beef supply tightens up, we're going to have to pay more for beef across the board, and organic will be no exception.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next few months. Matt, you said you reckon records at least for the next couple of weeks in at Roma. We'll see if that happens or not here on the Queensland Country Hour. Gents, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks Craig.